Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock, fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. Have you gotten out hunting yet? I hate to admit it, I missed the opening day of duck season. I was sick as a dog, weak as a kitten. Sure felt like COVID, even though the test didn't say it was. But the good news is, by Sunday afternoon, I was perky enough to go for a little walk. And I found a brand new place on public land to hunt for ducks. Really nice little pond, doesn't get a lot of pressure, and I've got pretty high hopes for it for the future. This week on the show, we're going to talk quite a bit about hunting and quite a bit about deer as well. Not only that, we're going to talk about cooking up venison too, and one of our guests is Jim Quesada. He's got a book called Venison Cookbook from Field to Table that has 400 field and kitchen tested recipes. Jim will go ahead and tell you more about cooking up deer in just a minute. Speaking of cooking, a lot of folks are setting up or enjoying a deer camp or an elk camp or pronghorn camp or duck camp right now. And Brooks Hansen, our friend from Camp Chef, is going to tell you about some of the essentials you'll want to bring to your hunting camp and also share some great ideas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, some of them also involving venison that you're really going to want to try out. Sticking with hunting and hunting camps, we'll also get Josh Warren on the line from WorkSharp. He's going to tell you about the essential knives he takes with him to his hunting camp, and he'll also tell you about some of the knife sharpeners you want to have with you as well. On top of that, WorkSharp is rolling out a brand new and very unique knife sharpener that's like nothing you've ever seen before. It's a rolling knife sharpener, and Josh will explain exactly what it is and how it works during the program today. In addition to that, we're going to tell you about a new state record buck taken in Ohio with a crossbow. And put it all together, we've got a whole lot of deer and deer hunting coming your way. But it's not just about that. We've got a conservation story for you, too, involving Chinook salmon, which are nearing extinction in the Sacramento River Valley of California. We'll be talking to the executive director of the Golden State Salmon Association about exactly what's happening here, what's being done to try to save the spring Chinook run, and who's to blame. Put it all together, and we've got a great show coming your way. So let's kick things off with our first guest of the day. You are now with Jim Quesada. He is the author, along with his late wife, Anne, of a great book, Venison Cookbook from Field to Table. It has not a dozen recipes, not a couple dozen recipes. It's got literally 400 field and kitchen tested recipes for venison. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, Jim, let's talk a little bit about your book. I mean, there's a ton of recipes in there. We're going to get into those. But I also want to talk about a few other things. And one of them is about field care of that deer right after the shot, because that really affects how that deer is going to taste afterwards, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And, in fact, it is essential and probably the single greatest mistake or biggest oversight that deer hunters make, and as a result get indifferent venison, or worse than that, venison is gamey, properly prepared venison. The word gamey doesn't enter the picture, but field care from the shot all the way to the pot is critical.
So let's talk about a little bit, especially we're here in fall. There's still some warm days out. What do you need to do once that deer's down while you're in the field?
As quickly as possible, and if you can do it on the spot, it's ideal. Get that body cavity open and the innards out. If you want to save the heart and or the liver, you can be pre-prepared with a bag, but you need to get that body cavity open and use a stick, cut a piece of wood, whatever, to open it as wide as possible, because you want airflow through there and you want the interior of that deer to be cooling at least to the outside temperature forthwith.
Let's talk about aging that deer. So you've got the guts out, you've got it skinned. For our listeners who are maybe not deer hunters at all, what is the aging process, and why is this important for having some good venison?
It's the same process, basically, that is used with beef. It's a tenderizing, meat-improving effect, and I am fortunate with a friend. I have two coolers that have been gutted, drink coolers that have been gutted, and we can hang three deer in each one and cool what temperature we want without any trouble. Not everybody has that option. Many people take them to a processor, but even there, maybe you have to pay a little extra. Ideally, you want 7 to 10 days in a cooler, and temperature range is very important, somewhere between 38 and 42 degrees. Not too far above freezing is ideal.
All right. Well, let's get into some of your recipes. I was very surprised to see you had quite a few surf and turf recipes in the book. Never even dawned on me to have surf and turf venison. Why don't you go ahead and share one of them that stands out for you?
Sure, venison with many types of seafood is a marriage absolutely made in culinary heaven. And I will share, I guess, what is my favorite of all of them, and it's venison loin, either tenderloin or backstrap, with a sauce made of crab, shrimp, and scallops. And if you don't like it, you need to check with a psychiatrist on your culinary genes, because something is badly wrong. And of course, there's cream and butter in the seafood sauce, and you just quick cook your loin. You never overcook loin, tragic mistake. And keep it warm while you're preparing the sauce. Serve the sauce piping hot over the loin, and just be prepared for a feast that no four-star Parisian restaurant can match.
Oh, sounds absolutely fabulous. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, let's talk about your favorite really easy recipe for venison that somebody can do that is not a culinary expert at all.
Well, I think the simplest one, and I have given this a little thought, there are a lot of them, but if I was to pick one, it would be mustard-fried venison steak. All you do is take cubed venison steak. If it's not thin enough, use a meat hammer to make it a little thinner. You want it quite thin. Brush venison, any kind of commercial venison, into both sides. Coat it well with flour. Introduce it to oil in a piping hot oil in a pan. Fry quickly, just enough to brown on both sides, and remove it. You can either then cut it up and use as hors d'oeuvres, or serve whole mustard fried steaks as a main dish.
Well, wait a second there. You didn't mention mustard at all. Where do we put the mustard in?
Oh, I did mention it. You brush the mustard in at the very beginning. Just take the cube steak, and before you do anything else, brush any kind of mustard, commercial mustard of whatever your favorite is. Just take a food brush and just liberally coat both sides, then coat with flour, and it's ready for the frying pan.
All right. Yeah, you did mention that. I just didn't catch it. That's yep. A bad on me as the host. Last question for you. Where can folks buy the Venison Cookbook from Field to Table?
Well, ideally, of course, as any mercenary freelance writer would say, they'd buy it from me. And it's available through my website, which is www.jimcassidyoutdoors, all one word. And if they can't remember that, they can just Google my name and it'll pop up immediately. And that way they can get a signed and inscribed copy or a dozen of them if they want them for Christmas gifts. But it's available on all the standard internet sources, Amazon and a whole bunch of others. So it's easy enough to find. The one thing I would note with Amazon is that they have another venison cookbook of mine. Actually, this cookbook incorporates two earlier books and some new narrative. And so it can be a little bit confusing, but they won't. Venison cookbook, and once they look at the description and the 400 recipes, it'll be clear, and that's it.
All right. Well, if you want 400 different ways to cook venison, check out Venison Cookbook from Field to Table by Jim and Ann Cassida. And the website to go to is jimcassidaoutdoors.com. Cassida spelled C-A-S-A-D-A, jimcassidaoutdoors.com. Check it out. Get yourself a copy. Get your friends a copy for Christmas, and get them autographed, too. They're a lot better when you do. Jim, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
John, my pleasure. I appreciate talking with you.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Josh Warren on the line from WorkSharp. And Josh just got back from a deer hunting expedition in Northeast Oregon. Josh, welcome to the show. How did it go?
Thanks, John. I'm glad to be here. Well, I wish I had a more fun story, but I sure enjoyed my time. We were in Eastern Oregon, set up camp for 5 or 6 days there looking for mule deer and a few deer, but I wasn't able to make it happen. Enjoyed every minute of it, though.
Well, that's the story for a lot of deer hunters, and that's okay. You know, getting out there and enjoying time in deer camp is always fun. And that's the topic of our conversation today is deer camp, elk camp, hunting camp in general. What are some essential knives and knife sharpeners that folks should take out there? We'll start off with the knives.
Yeah, so if I'm heading into the field, I would say there's three knives that I bring with me if I'm going to camp. Now, if you've got a whole camp and you're cooking, that's kind of a separate scenario. You know, bring what you like. But when it comes to, you know, a successful hunt, I have the knife that I'm going to bring with me to do the field dressing. And, you know, typically that's a shorter blade, fixed blade, good handle, going to get dirty. So I don't want a folding knife because I'm going to have to clean it out. Oh, I have a favorite buck knife that I use. It's not an expensive knife, but it's got a rubberized good grip handle, and I really like that. Like I said, kind of shorter. I'm able to choke up on the blade, get my finger towards the tip, a lot of control on the knife as I'm, you know, working inside of the animal. I usually will bring a boning knife or fillet knife for back at camp. This is up to the hunter, but typically I will, you know, as it's hanging and drying, or if I'm headed straight to the butcher, I will harvest, you know, the steaks or the pieces that I want out of the animal first.
Sure.
The back straps, the loins, any of the extra cuts. And so having a fillet knife is nice to get some of that silver skin off or to, you know, separate from the bones. The flexible blade is something that I like. And the last knife I carry is, I always do carry a pocket knife on me, and that is for the everything else, so that by the time I'm dealing with meat, I am not wondering if that blade is sharp or, you know, I haven't used it or abused it for anything else. So I carry a pocket knife that's good for, you know, whether that's the snack that you're eating or if it's trimming a thread on a garment or if it's, I don't even know what it would be, clearing brush out of the way for where you're going to sit so you have a clear line of sight. All of that, I'm going to bring some sort of pocket knife, usually a folding knife, but it could be a fixed blade, something that you have easily accessible so that you don't grab your skinning knife for some of those harder working jobs.
That is a great breakdown of the necessary knives for any elk or deer hunting expedition. I love it. Now, you got knives, you're going to need knife sharpeners. And fortunately, you work for a company that just happens to produce those. What are some you'd recommend?
So there's two that I highly recommend for any type of hunting, and that is our guided field sharpener or the smaller version, lighter version of that, which is the pocket knife sharpener. Both of those are rather simple systems. They use diamond and ceramic abrasives, and then they have an angle guide built onto them. So it's essentially your traditional pocket stone or sharpening stone, sized down about a 1-inch by 4-inch abrasive, or on a pocket sharpener, it's a 1/2-inch by 4-inch abrasive with a 20-degree angle guide, which is a great angle for most of your pocket knives and hunting knives. And it's a reference point. If you want to sharpen slightly different, okay, use 20 degrees as a reference and adjust from there. Both lightweight. The guided field sharpener is more capable, but a little bit heavier. The pocket sharpener is lighter, but you give up some features. I carry the pocket sharpener and use the ceramic mostly to keep my knife sharp in the field.
Well, they're both great. You know, the pocket knife sharpener, like you said, it is very lightweight, very compact, fits right in your pocket. And it's been a big hit. We've given them out at the sportsman shows over the last couple of years. But the guided field sharpener, I mean, I'm literally looking at one I've got in my studio right now next to a couple of pocket knives I have, and it's the best. It's just money. It's perfect to put in your glove box. If you got a boat, to put in the boat, it just does great for sharpening fillet knives, for pocket knives, for, you know, any other knife that you might have in the field or on the water. So can't say enough good things about that. One other thing I want to talk about is you've got a brand new product out. Tell our listeners about the rolling sharpener.
Yeah, WorkSharp is excited to bring this sharpener out. I'll try to describe it here. It's a rather simple concept, but very novel and different from most knife sharpeners you've seen. There's a small block that it has magnets in it that holds the knife via the magnets with the edge pointed up on top of a counter or flat surface. And the angle is set based on the cut or the angle of the side of that block. So I snap the knife to the magnetic angle block and it holds the knife at a set, you know, anywhere between 15 and 25 degrees, depending on which of the four sides you're using. Then the other piece of it is a rolling, oh, you could call it a chassis, with a circular abrasive on it that you roll up and down the length of the blade of the knife. So instead of a traditional stone where you bring the knife and you hold it at the angle and move it along the stone, well, now we've got the knife stick and we're moving the stone by rolling it along the length of the blade. It makes it very simple and easy to use. You know, we've shown this a few times. We've gotten some feedback and a frequent response is like, wow, I sharpen my knives this way, but this would be great for somebody, some giftable person who is less familiar with knife sharpening. Say this is not an entirely new concept that WorkSharp invented. It was invented by a German company not too long ago, but it's certainly been interesting in the sharpening world, and WorkSharp was very excited to enter this market. We believe we're delivering more value, a wider abrasive selection, more angles, a safer and more comfortable grip experience. And so in the rolling knife sharpener world, I'm very excited to see, you know, how this does, and I think that for a lot of people, this is going to be a kind of a revelation moment in like, wow, I can sharpen my knives.
Well, it's certainly something very novel to me. You mentioned that it has been around for a little while, but when I saw it, it's like, wow, I've never seen anything like this before. Is this in stores yet, or is it just available at WorkSharpTools.com?
It is available at WorkSharpTools.com and Amazon, as well as a few very small online retailers, sharpeningsupplies.com and bladehq.com.
All right. Well, personally, I would head to the WorkSharp website because you'll also find a lot more information about the rolling knife sharpener and all the other knife sharpeners they have there. The website, again, WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com. Get yourself some knife sharpeners for deer and elk camp or for the kitchen, too, and check out the new rolling knife sharpener. Josh, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Always happy to be here.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And with deer hunting seasons underway, if you are not happy with the performance of your current firearm, check out one of the rifles available from Henry Repeating Arms. They're all made right here in the USA. They look great. They're rugged. They're reliable. They're accurate right out of the box. And you can get them in classic calibers like 30-30, great for the woods and the whitetail, or in more modern calibers with the Henry Long Ranger like 6.5 Creedmoor or a 308 Winchester and more. Check out the entire lineup of rifles from Henry Repeating Arms at their website, henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House as a monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we've got troubling news out of the Golden State of California when it comes to Chinook salmon. There was a wholesale closure of fishing for fall Chinook salmon off the California coast and southern Oregon coast this year due to very low returns. And to make matters worse, the spring Chinook run on the Sacramento River is facing extinction. With us here to tell you more about the situation is Scott Artis. He is the executive director for the Golden State Salmon Association. Scott, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much and really helping us to cover this incredible decline and issue across the country. It's amazing.
How did we get here
on the Sacramento River, which historically has been known for very healthy returns of salmon in past years.
That's correct, yeah. We're talking 2023 is really a carry on of the just the impacts that have happened we've seen just across the world. There's been unprecedented, you know, COVID and pandemics and all these other things. And now what we're seeing is a disaster when it comes to our salmon fishery out here in the state. There's been low flows, hot temperatures during the drought over the past couple years that we're now seeing as a result of a complete destruction of the salmon fishery at this point. As you mentioned, the fall run is closed for the second time in history. This was really the only viable, commercially viable, I should say, and recreational run that still existed. And the decision was made due to low numbers of adult and two-year-old jack salmon that have survived the hostile conditions that they encountered in our Central Valley rivers in recent years. And so all of these rivers are controlled by upstream dam operations, and these dam operators and their decisions favoring agriculture and industrial agriculture, because we're friends to farmers. We understand people need food, but we're talking luxury nut tree crops and things that are being exported. And so our salmon survival has resulted in just a very poor natural salmon reproduction in recent years because of this lethally hot water that's left over after dam releases and diversions, killing salmon eggs. And now we find ourselves at the exact same situation with the spring run, and it is an incredible just turn of events that we were not expecting this year.
You've got a couple culprits, so to speak, that you're pointing the finger at when it comes to these releases of water that are mainly going to agricultural lands. So the Bureau of Reclamation obviously operates the dams, but the state of California under Governor Gavin Newsom is also to blame. Why is that?
That's correct. Again, this comes back to low flows and hot water temperatures that is being diverted out into these large industrial agricultural lands that are largely doing nut tree crops that are going and being exported. But really what the spring run and this decimation that we're seeing, there's kind of four big things that have happened. And one of them recently is in August, we had a PG&E canal fail that dumped tons of rust-colored sediment into Butte Creek that is a stronghold for the spring run salmon run. And that led to another basically Butte Creek fish kill that happened previously in 2021, again, as a result of hot temperatures and low flows that forced in 2021, forced the salmon into small pools, disease outbreaks, 91% of salmon died. 2023, we find a landslide from a failed canal destroys and kills just a few fish that were actually there. And so the sediment that's still lingering there is possibly going to kill the rest for the few spring run that actually survived the spill. And so we're seeing these kinds of, it's almost like a comedy of errors that is trying to eradicate fishermen and an entire species. Second, we've shown and seen that juvenile springers thrive in this wild area of Mill Creek, which feeds into Butte Creek and the Sacramento, and they basically end up dying as they're trying to out-migrate when they're hitting low flows in the main stem of the Sacramento River. So the cause is clear. The Bureau of Reclamation's operation of Shasta Dam does not leave enough water in the rivers in the spring to allow these spring run and other salmon to survive their out-migration. So we're hitting them when they come in. We're hitting them before they can even get out. And as you mentioned, the Department of Water Resources has failed to make improvements that would have improved flow conditions, restore habitat, retrofit antiquated designs of this Oroville Dam and Thermalito After Bay, which generates hot river temperatures that render half of the spawning habitat of the Feather River unusable by spring run and even fall run in many years. And this has been going on 24 years. So in a way, we shouldn't be surprised that this has happened. We've seen the writing on the wall. We just haven't, and when I say we, the state, Governor Newsom, because it's laid at his feet, has not done what is needed to save the salmon industry, the salmon fishery, and all of that interconnected economic web that is supported and, you know, by this fishery, as well as all these coastal communities, cultures. It is amazing and heartbreaking what is happening.
Oh, it certainly is. And folks, if you're wondering how much impact there is for the fall Chinook salmon industry in this region, we're talking about $2.1 billion in economic activity, 33,000 jobs that are affected in California and Oregon in a normal season. So there's definitely some impact. Now, I've got to ask a question here. Further north on the Klamath River and also on the Columbia River, you know, there are dams there as well, and organizations have taken the operators to court to basically force them to have operations that are more fish-friendly. Is the same thing happening on the Sacramento River?
That's what we're working for, but it hasn't necessarily happened yet. And so you're exactly right, because there is this other fourth element that's exactly the same situation, because the Department of Water Resources, PG&E, these dams prevent spring-run salmon, for instance, from reaching their historic habitat. And PG&E has stated that they no longer even want to maintain and operate these dams. Yet we're still in a process that's been slow-walked by these agencies and this utility to actually do what is needed to protect the fall run salmon. And so we're at a point now where this historic run before all of these rivers were plugged by all these hundreds of dams, that it was a million strong. I mean, a spring run was a million strong, if not even more. And now we're at a point where the Department of Fish and Wildlife is actually out there collecting the few juveniles, these few yearlings that are left, to take them to UC Davis to create a brood stock, a captive breeding program, just to save the species. So we go from a million to a few hundred that are left, and we even tried to decimate that from a single pollution event. A single landslide potentially has the ramifications of eradicating a species. And that's why we, as Golden State Salmon Association, has been working to promote and advocate and coming on the heels of a lot of this enclosures to say, hey, now is the time, state and federal agencies, PG&E, you got to get these dam removals done and get these fish reintroduction efforts moving on places like the Feather River, Battle Creek, Sacramento, because continued gridlock is not acceptable, and it's resulting, as you just mentioned, in all these jobs, this economic activity loss, just an incredible scenario where we are destroying an industry right before our eyes. We are watching that industry go extinct just like the salmon are.
It's a very sad state of affairs in the state of California, which often promotes itself, and Governor Gavin Newsom certainly does, as being environmentally friendly, and this is decidedly not. If you are listening and you live in California, contact your state representatives and your state senators and Governor Newsom's office and tell them to turn this situation around. You can also join the fight by joining the Golden State Salmon Association. The website to go to, goldenstatesalmon.org. That's goldenstatesalmon.org. Scott, thanks for bringing this to our attention today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for bringing this to the attention of everyone else, because we're out there with you fighting to save salmon for everyone. And I can tell you, I hear stories every day from parents and people whose kids or their sons or daughters are commercial fishermen or women or recreational guides, and they are in deep trouble. And so we're here to help, and we really appreciate you getting the word out.
Well, you keep fighting the good fight, and we will keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
Knife sharpener by WorkSharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at four set angles. Three premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut. Make sharp happen.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We've got Brooks Hansen on the line with Camp Chef. He's an avid deer and elk hunter. He's had quite a few adventures already this fall. Brooks, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to join you on the show.
So you live in Utah, and I know that deer season's about to open up, but you're not going out. Why is that?
Well, I've got a tag that I think I'm going to hold off. We had such a harsh winter kill last year. One of the hardest winters ever on record, dating back to one that matches 1983-84, I believe. And there just was nowhere for these deer to winter. And so they're calling in this general area where I hunt 100% kill on fawns and 95% on adult deer.
Wow.
So that's just like numbers that the Division of Wildlife has kind of gathered. They tried their best to salvage and feed, but there was a lot of winter kill. It was something like I've never seen. So they're still deer. I'm still seeing a few on the foothills here. But friends that have been out during the archery season and most winter season and got up high, and it's pretty slim picking. So I'm going to take a year off and hopefully allow the herd to replenish, which they're saying it's probably 7 to 5 years for it to rebound. Mule deer aren't quite as hardy at rebounding like whitetail or pronghorn, so we'll see what happens.
On the other hand, you just got back from an archery elk hunt in Montana. I understand you had some opportunities there.
Yeah, I went up to Montana with a friend, and man, we hunted hard. We saw lots of elk up in the crazy mountains. It was super crazy, a lot of fun. We had lots of opportunities. We had some bulls that we really wanted to kill. We had some opportunities at some younger bulls. We let them walk, but the good news is that was archery. My tag is also good with a rifle, so I'm going to go back a week from this Thursday and hopefully see if I can get into them with my rifle.
And I understand you participated in a youth hunting deer camp in Nebraska as well.
Yeah, it was a new hunter camp. We had both adults and youth that were learning how to hunt. People that had never really hunted, they have their hunter's ed, so they shot a firearm to pass their class, but never really shot high-powered firearms, you know, shot rim fire, but never center fire. And so we started in the camp from day one with just an advanced hunter education, from crossing fences to shot placement to the deer's anatomy to how to apply for tags and just all the information that we could dump on them in a day. Then we spent a day at the range where they got an opportunity to shoot a lot of rounds through a centerfire gun, which was awesome. You know, they're shooting prone and shooting sitting and standing on sticks and kneeling on sticks on the bench and got to learn how to sight in a rifle. And then once we got comfortable with all that, we took them out in the field and we were hunting white-tailed does along the Platte River in Nebraska. It was a really cool, rewarding experience to see a couple people be able to kill their first deer. And then the best part was they got to learn how to break it down and field dress it and quarter it. And we built the whole thing down and vac sealed it and ground it and did all the stuff that they needed to do. So when they left camp, they had a cooler of fully processed meat that they had learned about, harvested, processed, and then took home so they could cook.
Oh, what a great experience. So that brings me to the next topic. The theme this week on the show is deer and elk camp. And this sounds like it was a really fun deer camp. Pretty sure you were the guy in charge of cooking. What are some of the stoves or ovens or what else did you bring for deer camp?
Oh, man, we had a plethora, and it was awesome. We were in a wall tent, and we had a cook shack attached to the wall tent. And I had a Pro 60 stove, which is a Pro 14 stove, and a Pro 16 stove. So a 2- and 3-burner stove. I had a flat top griddle, a grill box, and then a whole line of cast iron skillets and Dutch ovens. And believe it or not, John, we were off grid, but we had some battery, solar batteries so we could power a pellet grill. I also hauled a pellet grill out there with me. We set it up outside the wall tent and we ate like kings. It was awesome. We got to eat some of the venison that we had harvested. And then I brought some of the venison from home. And every meal we had for 5 days there included venison.
I want to talk a little bit about preparing venison at deer camp or elk camp. What's a really quick and easy and delicious way to do so?
One thing that we did in camp, which was really cool and easy, is we did venison cheesesteaks for lunch one day. You can take a nice roast off a hind quarter, like a sirloin tip roast, or you can take a portion of the backstrap. You want something that's a little more tender. I mean, your Philly cheesesteaks are made off a ribeye, right? And that's essentially where the backstrap comes from. And you slice it really thin, season it with your favorite seasoning. I went salt, pepper, and I did a little bit of Camp Chef all-purpose. I had sautéed some onions, mushrooms, and lots of peppers. Then did a quick flash sear on that meat because it's cut really thin. And toasted some buns. And then we added provolone cheese. And I went the cheese whiz route. I know some people don't enjoy that on a Philly cheesesteak. If you go to Philadelphia, they'll talk about is it cheese whiz or no. But we did cheese whiz, and it was awesome.
It sounds awesome. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Got to ask, you know, when I think of deer camp, elk camp, I always think of breakfast. What were you dishing up for breakfast?
Oh, my goodness. We had some ground venison, and we made breakfast burritos.
Oh.
And I had some breakfast sausage. That we did some stuffed French toast, so we utilized a flat top grill for that, and then we did traditional bacon, but then venison sausage to go with the stuffed French toast.
So tell me more about stuffed French toast. I've never heard of this.
So you get a raisin, cinnamon raisin loaf of bread, you soften some cream cheese, and you make a cream cheese filling with a slice of ham. And then you make a sandwich out of it. You dip the sandwich in the egg batter and then put it on. So you've got a thick cinnamon raisin French toast that creates a sandwich with ham and cream cheese.
Oh, Brooks, this isn't good. I'm trying to go on a diet here, and I really shouldn't talk to you anymore because I'm just ravenous after every conversation I have with you. All right, time for one more dish, and that would be when the hunters are coming back after the morning hunt. What are you serving up for lunch besides the Philly cheesesteak?
You know what? I love a good reverse-seared backstrap.
Oh.
Something just easy as pie, salt, pepper, a little bit of olive oil. I like to smoke it to about 110 degrees internal, and then I just flash sear it on a flat top with a little bit of garlic, rosemary, and butter. Sear that sucker up for about a minute on each side to create a crust, and from there, slice and serve.
absolutely delicious recipes for deer camp or elk camp that you can take advantage of. And you can find a lot more recipes if you go to campchef.com. You'll find not just recipes there. You'll find their entire product line. You'll also find a lot of their products in sporting goods stores all over the nation. But check out campchef.com. It's a great resource. It's a great place to do some shopping, too. And get yourself ready for your deer camp, your elk camp, your duck camp, whatever camp you're going to do, and eat like a king. Brooks, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me, and happy hunting. I hope it goes well this fall for you.
Next, I know that you're used to one of my favorite segments, Record Fish, but this time we're talking record bucks from Outdoor Life. From Outdoor Life, we learn an Ohio hunter has tagged a new women's state record crossbow buck. The woman in question, Trisha Lucius, she's a factory worker who lives in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, and has been hunting a small family farm for a couple of years with her husband, Brian. They were hunting out of a blind there last year when Trisha spotted a huge buck, nicknamed Brutus for his sheer size, hundreds of yards away in another field. And she'd never seen him up close until this month when he started appearing on their trail cameras. As a matter of fact, on October 7th, he appeared on the trail camera. And when Trisha settled into her blind on October 8th, she knew that she had a chance to finally meet Brutus face to face. It was around 7 p.m., when Trisha, sitting in a small box blind, overlooking soybean fields and patchy timber, saw a doe come out. And right after that, Brutus walked right toward that doe and right towards Trisha's blind. When Brutus got 20 yards away, Trisha held behind the buck's shoulder and squeezed the trigger, and that crossbow launched the arrow, which hit him square. Trisha called her husband, and the two, along with another relative, found Brutus deceased 100 yards from where Trisha's arrow hit him. Trisha knew that this was a really big buck, so she contacted Buckmasters of Ohio, and a representative came out and found that buck was a standard 5x5 with a total of 17 points and heavy main beams, measuring 28 inches long with a spread of 20.5 inches. Brutus's total Buckmaster score of 210 inches qualifies it as the new number one women's crossbow buck in the Buckmaster record book. And this buck ranks as number 4 overall in the irregular crossbow buck category. As Trisha wrote on her Facebook post the day after her hunt, this is a buck of a lifetime. Indeed it is, Trisha. Congratulations. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping you get out in the field and maybe run into a big buck. Or maybe you head out to the marsh and get into a whole bunch of ducks. Or maybe you're going to walk some cornfields or sorghum and maybe flush some pheasant. Whatever it is you're doing, in the field or on the water, do enjoy this month of October. It's truly one of the best months of the year. Be blessed in the days ahead. Stay healthy and remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our 4th anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Pavers are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Lauk's Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, still no bump in President Biden's approval ratings. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls finds 55% of those surveyed disapprove of the job Mr. Biden's doing, while only 41.4% approve. That's a 13.6% spread as Team Biden prepares for next year's election. Meantime, Mr. Biden is about 1% behind where former President Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. Ken Lorman reporting.
The border crossing between Egypt and Gaza has opened to let a trickle of desperately needed aid into the Palestinian territory. About 20 trucks were allowed in earlier today. Aid workers said, though, it's still not enough. Also, at townhall.com, one Republican senator gives President Biden's proposed spending bill for Israel and Ukraine no chance of passing muster on Capitol Hill. Here's Bob Agnew.
Senator Tom Cotton says the president's $100 billion request is a proposed slush fund, one he calls dead on arrival. Of the $61 billion for Ukraine, $12 billion would be earmarked for non-military needs like shoring up pension funds for government workers. $14 billion is earmarked for Israel. $3.5 billion of that is for what the request calls the potential needs of Gazans. That's money Cotton says could easily become, quote, a resupply line for Hamas terrorists. Bob Agner reporting.
Spirit Airlines canceling some 100 flights because it's pulling planes out of service for inspections. Company is not saying why it is inspecting the planes, but says disruptions will last several days. Yesterday, Spirit had canceled more than 10% of its flights for the entire day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Supreme Court says it will definitely block a lower court order curbing Biden administration efforts to combat controversial social media posts.
Those topics include COVID-19 and election security. The justices said Friday they would hear arguments in a lawsuit filed by Louisiana, Missouri, and others accusing administration officials of unconstitutionally squelching conservative points of view. The new case adds to a term already heavy with social media issues. White House communications staffers, the Surgeon General, and the FBI are among those who would have been affected by the order. Keith Peters reporting.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes falling for the fourth month in a row in September, held back by surging mortgage rates and a thin supply of properties on the market. Existing home sales dropped 2% last month from August. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Correspondent John Scott says thousands of students nationwide facing challenges learning basic mathematics.
It's due to disabilities such as dyscalculia. That's a neurodevelopmental learning disorder caused by differences in the parts of the brain that are involved with numbers and calculations. Students often face obstacles to getting help. Parents and experts say schools often don't adequately support students with math disabilities like dyscalculia, which affects up to 7% of the population and often coexists with dyslexia. Experts say if teachers were to learn the most effective methods of teaching students with math disabilities, they could improve their math instruction for all students. John Scott reporting.
A pilot from France who disappeared while hiking in California's Mount Whitney found dead after he fell 1,000 feet from a cliff. Tom Grabet flew for Air France. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Day.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Pekingese acting a bit peculiar? Does your rescued feline have you in a bit of a frenzy? Are your doodles a little depressed? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to try to understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're really confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Of course you do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, they're jumping, they're digging, there, your cat scratched your favorite chair, won't use the litter box, your dog is, you can't take your dog for a walk because he sees that dogs and he chases them, he barks at everything he sees, he's digging holes in your backyard, he chewed up your favorite shoes, you get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show. We help you resolve any issues or behavioral issues you may be having with your dogs or cats, and a lot more likely, any behavioral issues your dogs or cats may be having with you. Just a reminder, if you happen to be a new listener to the Pet Show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show today and gets the opportunity to talk to me live, whether I answer your question or you're just sharing a story with me, everyone, even if you want to just tell me about a great dog or cat rescue you've done, everyone will get a fabulous gift that calls in and talks to me live. And if you're new to the show, hey, folks, I'm not giving away biscuits here. Lots of the products I give away here on the Pet Show are worth $30, $40, or even $50. And if you wonder why I give away so many products, the reason for that is, first of all, you enjoy it. But more importantly, many of the items I give away are directly related to the issue or question you may be having about your dog or cat, whether it be jumping, digging, scooting their butt on the floor, whatever it might be. So, great time to give me a call if you have a comment or question about your dog or cat, want me to help you resolve any issues, or just want to share a great story. Now, I say that every week. If you want to share a great story about your dog or cat, I want to hear from you as well. Let me give you that number first. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Now, the reason I ask for people to give me a call from time to time and talk about a rescued dog or a rescued cat, very often it encourages other listeners to maybe go out and adopt or rescue a dog or rescue a cat. And let's face it, that's the premise. We want to get as many homes for as many dogs and cats as we possibly can. So if you have a question or a comment, want to share a great story, or just want to tell me about the first pet you ever had, I'd love to hear from you. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. And as I said, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will in fact get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Now, let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. By now, you realize that your phone calls are always my priority. But if we have time, some real important topics I want to talk to you guys about. Number one, think about this. Does your brain get tired? I mean, really, does your brain get tired? Do you get a little distracted after sitting in a class or meeting for hours and hours on end? Of course you do. But Warren, what does that have to do with dogs? Training fatigue in dogs, it's real. Is it possible you're training your dogs too much? Think about it. Training fatigue. We're going to take a look at that. Also coming up on today's show, you know, when people start a new job, this may sound a little eccentric to people, and heaven forbid I would ever sound eccentric. Imagine that. When people start a new job, they get what's called onboarding period. What is an onboarding period? It's a time to learn the do's and don'ts of their new workplace. Pet adopters really need, I thought about this, but you know, people that adopt dogs and cats need to be prepared to give their pets that onboard period as well. Now, onboard period just means giving the dog or the cat enough time to adjust to its new home. I'll go into a lot more detail coming up a little bit later. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Now, also coming up on today's show, I often talk about dogs and their compulsive behaviors. But what about cats? In fact, certain cats are more apt to develop compulsive behaviors than others. So what causes compulsive behaviors in cats? We'll talk about that coming up. And if you have a cat with compulsive behavior, give me a call as well. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, maybe that new cat scratched your favorite chair, maybe that new kitten's a little confused about the litter box. Maybe that rescue dog isn't totally housebroken. Maybe they don't get along with other dogs and some people. Or your dog just believes that anything he sees, he has to hump. You heard me. Anything he sees, he has to hump. Give me a call. That's what this show is all about. Helping you cope with your dog or cat's behavior and at the same time, helping your pets cope with you. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Now, every week I ask a question of you guys, and you answer it. And if you answer the question of the day, I still will send you guys a super gift as well. So here's the deal. This week, I was at the beach here in Southern California, and I happened to see a seagull in front of me with a broken leg, one leg that was really up. He looked fine. Other than that, he was eating. He was hanging out, hopping along. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, I said to my wife, Denise, I said, there's something else I just learned from animals. How to deal with challenges. No matter what the challenge is, they will find a way to move forward. And they did. So it encouraged me to ask this question. What do you believe that animals, or what we can learn from, what we can learn from animals? What can we learn from our dogs and cats? What can we learn from wildlife? That's the question of the day. What can we learn from animals? Love to hear from you. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877, got a frog in my throat. 877-725-8255, that is the way to get through. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. Now, on my LA show, one of the last calls I took was from a veteran of 30 years, and he was answering this question. I said, you know, what can people learn from their animals? And this was a guy, a military guy, a veteran serving 30 years, and as a veteran myself, I know where he's coming from. But the bottom line was he was telling me what he's learned is patience. What he's learned is control. What he learned is unconditional love. All of these things he's learned from a rescue dog or adopted dog that he has. And we can learn just as much from our cats as well. So that's what prompted me to ask the question this week specifically, what can humans learn from the animals? Now, personally, people ask me, Warren, what did you learn from the animals? I learned if I see something I don't like, I just pee on it and walk away. No, just joking. But that's what dogs do. If they see something they don't like, they pee on it and they walk away. Or they circle three times before lying down. There's so many things we can learn from our pets. But really, one of the things I admire and have admired for all the years I've been working with animals is their honesty. There's no facade. Let's say that you and I went to the local tavern and you disliked me intently. For whatever reason, you disliked me. We might still sit together and have a beer together, but when I left, you would call me names. See, what I appreciate about dogs is that if we were at that tavern together with a dog and the dog didn't like me, he would never buy me that drink first. That honesty, I really do appreciate it. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. that is the way to get through. Let me do this. Let me take a break. The phones are jammed. Let me take a break. When I come back, I'll get to all your calls. We'll start with Hammett's calling from Pennsylvania. We got Rod calling from Florida. We'll get to all your calls. But right now, a quick break, and I want to tell you once again about food. Now, I know it's confusing. When you go to the store, you see 30 different brands of dog food. You see these celebrities hawking dog food on the site. So how do you know what food to really feed your dog? Well, let me tell you how. I go by this. Number one is I want to know exactly where my dog food is made. I want to know exactly who's making my dog food or cat food. I want to know exactly how they test to make sure it's safe. And I want to know who's in charge. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm such a big fan of Lucy Pet Food. Joey Herrick, my good friend, he is the CEO. Everyone at Lucy Pet Food has that same passion for dogs and cats that you and I have. That's why it's so amazing. And it's manufactured in their own plant, not somewhere else, in their own plant right here in Southern California. Been there many times. By the way, not only that, but they actually invested over $1 million. One of the few companies that does this has their own testing laboratory. What does that mean? That means before the food is made, every single ingredient coming into Lucy Pet Food manufacturing plant is tested over and over again. That's why it's safe. That's why it's been the food I've been feeding my pets since I've had them for over 6 years. But here's a listener. This is what they said about feeding their pets Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy pet formula.
I hear this every single day. I'm telling you, if you check out Lucy Pet Food, you'll be calling me saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And here's a special deal going on. If you go directly to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, that's LucyPetProducts.com, spend just $35. You can get their dry dog food, their wet dog food, their dry cat food, their wet cat food, the kitty lickies, their treats, their dog food rolls, which are amazing for people that travel. Just go to LucyPetProducts.com, spend $35, and at that point, shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, "My rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum." And Pauline from California says, "Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back." Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamins. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. From Binghamton, New York, service dogs are not just used for physical disabilities, but for mental disabilities as well. Jeff Kreider is a retired Iraq combat veteran who's had his dog Abby since 2020. Due to his time in Iraq, he suffers from anxiety, PTSD, and depression. He explained that in 2019, he hit rock bottom and tried to commit suicide. After hitting his low point, his counselor suggested he get a service dog, and from then on, he never looked back. "She's been on trains, planes, boats, and basically got me back to the person I used to be," Kreider said. Kreider and Abby are now volunteer advocates for Stand With Me, a nonprofit. He is a spokesperson giving presentations to the public on service dog work.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere.
Hey, And we are on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the busy phone lines here. We're going to start out in Pennsylvania with Hamid, I believe it is. Hey, Hamid, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Hamid?
Not bad. Thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What can I do to help you today?
Okay, I have two car. I sell cars, by the way. I keep saying that. two dogs, and one of them is a chocolate lab, and the other one is mixed German Shepherd Husky. Now, our German Shepherd Husky, we've noticed that she licks her legs a lot and her feet, and lately biting her tails. And my wife is like, what's going on? So we don't know if she's under stress or what. We have a son who just got married 2 weeks ago, moved out. So we don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Is that about the same time it started?
No, actually, she's been doing that before that, way before that. And we always have to keep telling her, her name is Luna. Luna, stop, man.
Okay, see, now part of the problem is, think about this. You're paying attention to her when she's doing it. So when she's licking and you're saying, Luna, stop, you're actually paying attention to it, which may be partly causing her to do it more. But let me give you the reasons. There are many different reasons why a dog becomes excessive lickers. There's a lot of compulsive behaviors that can be caused by outside things. For example, it could be allergies that develop later on. So it could be an allergy situation. It could be pain. It could be, what it sounds like to me, that it's probably boredom, stress, or anxiety. Now, the fact you have two dogs, it's good that I'm sure they can play with each other. But very often, when a dog is stressed out or a dog is bored, that's when they become excessive lickers. The first thing a mother does when a litter of puppies is born is lick the puppies to clean them off. So when a dog is stressed out, they go back to that initial response of licking themselves to make themselves feel comfortable. In some cases, it can become so severe that it actually develops into what's called a lick granuloma. So we have to be careful of that. So one of the best things to do is I would make sure there's no allergy problems. That's number one. Dry skin, itching to be caused by a lot of things. Try to alleviate stress. Increase the exercise as much as you can. And it might be allergies. Is it the bottom of the feet, the top of the feet? Where is she licking?
Right between, if I would describe it like as our own arm, between the elbow to hand.
And you said also that, and there's no fleas?
No fleas, no shit. They have collars on them.
But sometimes even with the collars, and I'm not a big fan of collars, sometimes even with the collars, they can still get fleas. And some dogs have what's called a flea dermatitis. One flea bite can cause them. But the fact that she's doing this all over, the fact that you went to her tail area, that's why I picked up on fleas. So here's what I'm going to recommend you do. Number one is it sounds to me like it's very possible either stress or an allergy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a jar of my own supplements, the Hugs and Kisses vitamins. And the reason for that is the supplements contain lecithin and biotin. Nothing better for the skin and coat. It will help soothe a lot of that. But if you find that after a week or two that she's still doing that, I think speaking to your vet and perhaps having an allergy test may be the way to go. Also, try to increase the exercise as much as you can. Try to increase the mental stimulation as much as you can. If you normally walk around the block to the right, go to the left. Get some new toys, throw them around the yard. It could very well be that even increased more licking based on the fact that the wedding was taking place. And I know what it's like. Everyone's stressed out. Everyone's running here. And the dog's not getting the same attention it did before. So it could be increased by that. But follow the advice I gave you in terms of increasing everything. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses supplement. I made a great call, by the way. Let's try that for 2 to 3 weeks. If you're not noticing a major difference, which you will, the shedding will be down. The eyes will be clear. She'll be healthy overall, but if it is an allergy, this may help a little, but I think you should have it tested. But first, let's try the Hugs and Kisses for a couple of weeks, and I do appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm at the break in a minute. When we come back, here's the deal. We have Rod calling from Florida. We have Karen calling from Maryland with a great dog story, she says. We got Dixie calling from Michigan and Kim calling from the great state of Vermont. So phone number here, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day was pretty simple, guys. What have you learned from animals? What have you learned from pets? I've learned probably everything I possibly can from the animals I spent my entire life with, but that is the question of the day. Also coming up, I don't want to call myself a genius, but someone called me this week and said, Warren, I bought my cat a brand new bowl. The cat had an incredible appetite. I bought this adorable, little, small, tiny cat bowl with all these great little graphics on it of cats running around and little cat bowls and kittens all over the place. And since I got this new bowl, she stopped eating. She won't eat at all. I can feed her out of her old bowl and she'll eat, but I can't feed her out of the new bowl. Why would she not eat out of the new bowl when she would eat out of the old bowl? Is there a reason for that? And I put on my hat from many years of study both here in Europe, and I'll explain to you when we come back what that's all about. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Quick break. We'll get to all of your phone calls. Plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. So why did that cat stop eating out of this brand new bowl? I got the answer to that and any questions you may have coming up right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to the Pet Show.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 56% of adults feel behind on retirement. Are you one of them? People are living longer, which means people need more saved up. Make sure to not fall trap to a guide that tells you when you should retire, because everyone's situation is different. Are you going to have to work longer? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprocca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House as a monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. A great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, if you have a question about your dog or cat, or if they have a question about you, the phone number 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer my question of the day, is what can humans learn from animals? Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number again, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Now, just before we took that last break, I told you about the woman that contacted me because she has this cat that eats great. All of a sudden, she went out and bought this cat a brand new small cat bowl, and the cat refuses to eat out of it. It's pretty. It's painted just the right way. My first reaction was, you know, well, maybe it's the scent of that. That's not it. When I actually saw a picture of it, here's why. Little bowls may look cute, something I learned many years ago. Little cat bowls may look cute, but cats don't really care about the looks. Cats do not like their whiskers to touch the side of the container when they're eating or drinking. Try a small plate of food for yourself, for example. So the bottom line is, if you have a cat and they're not eating or they don't feel like eating, make sure the bowl they have is wide enough where when they stick their mouth in it to eat or drink water, their whiskers aren't touching the side. So I'm not a genius, but that's the reason that the cat refused to eat, because the bowl was too small and his whiskers were touching. 877-725-8255. Speaking about cats, hey, Rod, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, guy.
What's up?
So I have two rescue cats, and one of them's Hurley and one of them's Gray. And everything's good. Last year, I live in Florida. Last year, we had a hurricane down here in Port Charlotte, and a lot of places got wiped out. And I live in a mobile home, and neighbors who literally had cats left their cats just to fend for themselves.
Uh-huh.
So now in total, I'm feeding five cats. I take one cat in, Hurley, because the other one's more of an outside cat than an inside cat. But Hurley uses the litter box, and he does absolutely great. The problem I'm having is that there's like this pecking order going on. At 5 o'clock in the morning, Hurley will be at the door, the back door, meow, 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 scratching the back door, meow, meow, meow. I feel like he's got to go to the bathroom really bad or something, right? I open up the back door, and there's all the rest of the cats, all four of the rest of the cats waiting to be fed their meal, which I have a little bin, and I go ahead and I feed them about 3 feet apart. Everything is fine. All the cats, including Hurley, will eat, and then Hurley will jump up in a chair that I gave him because he kind of took it over. So I got another one, and I left it outside for him underneath the carport. And he watches the other cats. He watches the other cats. And then when the cats leave, the birds come in and eat what the cats don't eat.
All right, so, Rod, it's a great scenario, but what's the question?
The question is, I leave them out at 5 a.m. in the morning, and I'm worried about them. I'm worried about them because of bobcats and coyotes.
I am not a fan of outdoor cats to begin with. I'm a fan of indoor cats. You know, outdoor cats can be taught to be indoor cats if you make the indoors interesting. So why can't you keep this cat inside?
Well, I can. I can. He just doesn't want to.
I know there's a lot of things I don't want to do, but in other words, here's what I would try to do. Number one, rather than being woken up in the morning by him, what I would try to do is whatever time you go to sleep at night, you give him the feeding just before you go to sleep. He uses a litter box, so you don't have to worry about him going out. So what I would do is feed him. If you go to sleep at 11 o'clock, give him a small meal at 11 o'clock at night. He'll sleep better. The fact that you wake up when they start reacting and feed them, you're actually teaching them to do that. You're reinforcing that behavior. If I got up at 3 in the morning and my mother got up and gave me some Oreos and a glass of milk, I guarantee you I'm getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning every night for those Oreos and that glass of milk. So it's a little tough love at this point. But what I would really think, I wish you could bring them all five of them into the house. But the bottom line is, years ago, a different ball game. Maybe I had a different answer. But nowadays with bobcats, coyotes, all the different things that are out there, it's just way, way, way too dangerous. So I'd like to see him inside, but I think giving him that extra feeding in the evening, I think that'll make a big difference for you in terms of you getting some more sleep, Rod, and feeding
all
him
right.
And keeping
yeah,
him inside.
I just worried about him so much, you know, not so much me, but I just worried about him. I want him to be happy.
Yeah, bring him inside, but make the inside outdoor interesting. Cardboard boxes, paper bag. You know what, Rod? Let me do this. Let's put Rod on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, Rod. That's my best-selling book. It'll teach you how to convert the cat from outdoors to indoors, making him happy indoors. The fact that there are cats living outdoors, he may not be thrilled about being indoors, but little by little, if you constantly change the indoors, new boxes, new paper bags, grow some organic catnip and other safe plants for your cat, that can make all the difference in the world. You know, the average lifespan of an outdoor cat, generally speaking, over the entire country, outdoor cat, 4 to 5 years, average lifespan. Average lifespan of an indoor cat, 14 to 16 years. The preference is yours. Of course, we want them to live longer. So indoors is absolutely the way to go, Rod. That's what I would recommend. A copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want is on its way to you, and I really, really do appreciate that phone call. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got Karen, Dixie, and Kim. Before we do that, let me just remind everyone, if you're not following me on YouTube, it doesn't cost you anything, and everything there is free. But lots of times when I'm trying to answer questions here on The Pet Show, I can't go into the same detail as I can on my YouTube channel. From a time perspective, like I got to go to a break, right? So what you should do is go to my YouTube channel. I'll give you the info. Everything there is free. Subscribe. It doesn't cost you a penny, and you can get all this information that I share with you, some longer, some shorter, some great videos there as well. Yeah, there were videos there of me doing the Mickey Mouse Club, so you're going to check that out. It's easy enough to remember, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Karen calling from the great state of Maryland with a dog story, Dixie from Michigan. Dixie, we can't have your dog going crazy when people come over. And we also have Kim calling from Vermont with a cat licking itself constantly. We'll get all your questions. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. Okay, I'm bragging. Listen, the results are in. My own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement treats for your dogs and cats are now helping thousands of dogs and cats stay healthy and happy, and happy pets equal happy guardians. Here's the deal. My Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements, two different formulas, one for dogs and one cats. By the way, every single jar has my signature and face on the label. That's because my reputation is on the line with every jar we sell. Here's the deal. Hugs and Kisses will improve your dog or cat's skin, coat, much less shedding, no more hairballs, stronger joints, stronger bones. It has prebiotics and probiotics for gut, and that means if your dog or cat has a healthy gut, they're just going to be able to absorb the supplements much, much better. So probiotics and prebiotics. Also, we have lecithin and biotin. There's nothing better for your dog's skin and coat to help prevent shedding, dander, dry skin, hot spots, all in the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. And they are treats. And by the way, they're mine, so there's no wheat, no corn, no soy. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements for your dog or your cat. They're now available at Amazon.com, where they are now an Amazon choice. I'm so happy and proud about that. So check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. Don't forget that, thepetshow.com. But here's the important part. Some people don't like to use online. Some people prefer talking to someone. You want to talk to someone? Call me. Call my office, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. If we're not there, someone will get back to you and we'll help you out. So check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, thepetshow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-HUGS. You'll be happy, and you know what? Your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy Raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. to Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course.
And we are back on, best conversation I've had with horses, dogs, and cats. We're back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a call right now from my friend Karen in the great state of Maryland. Hey, Karen, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel like it's New Year's Eve, me talking with you on the warm. I can never get through.
I know. I apologize for that, but here I am, ready to listen.
I'm ready to tell you that my son and I have two rescue pets, one a cat, one a dog. And my cat, every time I feed her, she takes her head and she wants to give me thanks for feeding her. And it's so touching the way she does that. And my dog knows now, and very recently, that I have to have some very high-tech life-saving surgery.
Oh, my fingers crossed for you, Karen.
Well, thank you. Because he now is so tuned in emotionally that he puts his head on my knee, and he wants to keep it there. And, you know, I pet him and tell him, I'm not going to leave you. You're going to be fine with Tim. Tim's my son.
You know, Karen, there's a couple of things that you said that are really important. Number one is the concept that dogs and cats will pick up on certain illnesses or physiological issues with the people they live with, their guardians. And the reason I say that is, you know, I've been doing this for many, 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 many years. As a fact, coming up this November, don't forget, Val, this November, be my 44th year on the radio. 44 years on the radio. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is, number one, is the concept that dogs are very, very in tune with the physiological makeup of the people they live with. The smallest change could be a heart problem, could be a sprained ankle, could be cancer. You know, I trained the first dog in the United States to sniff out epilepsy. So it's something I'm very familiar with. So they know, and what they do is they'll generally spend more time even than normal with that person or people that are going through this. So number one, yeah, that's why they do it. And number two is, I honestly believe, like, one of my dogs, actually both Molly and Willie were rescue dogs, and after I had them for a while, I realized that they were totally starved of water. They had food, but they never had enough water. So right now, when I go up at night or in the morning, I always have three bowls of water all over the house. When I give them water, it's like they hit the lottery. Both of them will come over to me with their don't have tails, their little stubs wagging, and a big smile on their faces, as if to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. We realize we can have as much water as we really need. So, yeah, it's amazing how they will pick up on either thanking you for saving their lives, and I believe that they pay you back every day when you have a rescue dog or cat, and also the ability for them to pick up on any changes physiologically in your body. Hey, Karen, I got to jump off now, but I'm trying to think what I want to send you. Would you like hugs and kisses, Lucy Pet Food? You tell me.
Hugs and kisses.
Of course, the most expensive. On its way. Karen, don't go anywhere. Hugs and kisses for your dog on its way, and I do appreciate that phone call. And if you want to talk about it, that's why I always tell people, I encourage people to call me if they have adopted a dog or a cat. I am maybe a little eccentric. I don't know. Some people think so. But I honestly believe that when you save a dog or cat's life, they know it, and they pay you back every single moment of every single day for the rest of their life. So if you have a great story about a dog or cat you rescued or an issue, I'd love to hear from you as well. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's take a quick break. We got Dixie coming up in Michigan, Kim coming up in Vermont. A really, really interesting call. I may get to it this hour, maybe the top of next hour. From Asmin calling from California. She has a dog that just passed away, and she wants to know if looking for another dog will be the way to go. So I definitely want to get to that question as well. Great time to give me a call. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Listen, if you live with a cat or if a cat lets you live with them, you know that they're in charge of your house. They tell you everything they want, when they eat, when they play, when they want to sleep, when they want to hang out, when they want to socialize. If cats spoke English, and many do, they'd be asking you for kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are actually scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and also food toppers. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch, or you can squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. It's also amazing if you have one of those finicky cats that doesn't like to eat. Little Kitty Lickies can make all the difference. Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, there's sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. An amazing product made by my friends over at LucyPetProducts.com. Here's a listener and what they said about Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her, because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The Kitty Lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
These are the calls, the emails, the texts I get every time. If you have a cat, Kitty Lickies should be part of their life every day. Go directly to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join OneSafe
place for an electrifying night of glamour and show-stopping performances. October 21st, the Cascade Theater in Reading will host the dazzling final edition of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta Style. Talented professional dancers will compete for the Champions Trophy. Your golden tickets for the show are on sale now at ospshasta.org or go to cascadetheater.org. Brought to you in part by Reading Rancheria, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR. Be a part of something truly extraordinary, because in one safe place, together we change lives.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. Here's what I'm going to do, okay? We got 2 minutes before the top of the hour, or less than that. So when we come back, Dixie, I want to get to you. Kim, I want to get to you. And Osmond, I definitely want to get to you, because there's a common question I get asked when a dog or a cat passes away. Is that the right thing to do, to go out and get another dog right away? Some people say yes, some people say no. So we'll answer that. By the way, we got a whole hour to go. So if you have a question or comment about your dog, the phone number 877-725-8255. People wondered why your dog likes to sleep next to your feet. Sleeping is a vulnerable position for a dog. If they feel comfortable enough to sleep by your feet in bed, it likely means they're comfortable around you and trust that you'll keep them safe. Or it may mean that's their way of protecting you, but it can also mean that guardians, people, human beings, part of their strongest scent is on their head or on their feet. So very often the dog wants to sleep, because everything about the dog is about scent, next to your feet. So if your dog is sleeping by your feet, it's a good sign. Either he loves you or he feels the need to be protected by you. So that's all good stuff. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time to answer your calls. I still want to hear from people. Come on now. You know that there are so many things that we can learn from our dogs or cats. I told you, one of the running jokes in the profession is that what I learned from my dog is that if I see something I don't like, I pee on it and I walk away, or I turn around three times before I lay down. So bottom line is, I want to know, what did you learn from your dogs and cats? Give me a call. Let me know. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all your pet and animal questions. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.